So I guess for the saints and sitting in the back, we do encourage you to come sit in the front row. Amen. So this week we come to week 11, and then the title of week 11 is God's Recovery by Life Through His Shepherding. And I think the key word here is shepherding, right? So before we get into the outline, can we actually turn to Ezekiel 34? And then let's read Ezekiel 34, 11 through 16. And then 23 to 31. So, Ezekiel 34, 11.
Ezekiel chapter 34.
Yeah. And then maybe we can alternate between the brothers and sisters. So brothers can read 11.
For thus says the Lord Jehovah, I myself, even I, will search for my sheep and seek them out.
As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day when he is among the sheep which are scattered, so I will seek out my sheep, and I will deliver them from all the places where they have been scattered on the day of clouds and thick darkness.
And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and bring them into their own land, and I will feed them upon the mountains of Israel, by the streams, and in all the inhabited places of the land.
And I will feed them with good pasture, and their dwelling place will be upon the mountains of the heights of Israel.
I myself will shepherd my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, in declares the Lord Jehovah.
I will seek the lost one and bring back the one that was driven away, and bind back the broken one and sick one. But the fat one and the strong one I will destroy. I will feed them with judgment.
And then let's turn to verse 23, and then we're going to read to 31. So, verse 23, brothers.
And I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will feed them. He will feed them, and he will be their shepherd.
And Jehovah will be their God, and my servant David will be a prince of heaven. I, Jehovah, have spoken.
And I will make with them a covenant of peace, and banish evil beasts from the land, so that they will dwell securely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods.
And I will make them in the places around my hill a blessing, and I will cause the showers to come down in their season. There will be showers of blessing.
And the trees of the field will yield their fruit, and the earth will yield its increase, and they will be secure in their land. Then they will know that I am Jehovah, when I break the bars of their yoke and deliver them from the hands of those who enslave them.
They will no longer be prey to the nations, nor will the beasts of the earth devour them, but they will dwell securely, and no one will make them afraid.
I will raise up for them a planting place of renown, and they will no longer be consumed with famine in the land, and no longer bear the disgrace of the nations.
Thus they will know that I, Jehovah, my God, am with them, and that they, the house of Israel, are my people, declares the Lord Jehovah.
You are my flock, the flock of my pasture. You are man, and I am your God, declares the Lord Jehovah.
So after reading these verses, actually, can we pre-read over verse 30 and 31?
Amen.
Amen.
That's it. We know.
Amen.
Amen.
God.
They will know.
Amen.
They will know.
Amen.
They will
know. Amen. They will know.
That I, Jehovah, their God.
Amen.
I, Jehovah, their God.
Amen.
Lord, may we know
Amen.
That you, Jehovah, our God.
Amen.
Jehovah, our God.
Amen.
Our God.
Amen.
Oh, they will know
Amen.
That I,
Amen.
Jehovah, their God,
Amen.
Am with them.
Amen.
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 Yes, our shepherd is with us.
Amen.
Yeah. Our shepherd is with us.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Right, that we may know.
Amen.
Jehovah, oh, their God, are with them.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Right. And that they, the house of Israel, are my people.
Amen. That they, the house of Israel, are my people.
Amen. Yes, the house of Israel
Amen.
Are my people.
Amen.
Are my people.
Amen.
We are your people.
Amen.
Yes, we are your people.
Amen. We are your people.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, you made us your people.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord,
Thank
for
you,
making
Lord.
Us your people.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Declares Jehovah.
Amen.
Declares the Lord Jehovah.
Jehovah.
My flock.
Amen.
You are my flock.
Amen. And you are my flock.
We are your flock.
Amen.
We are your flock.
Amen.
We are your flock. Thank you, Lord. We are your flock.
Amen.
We are your flock.
Amen.
We are our shepherd.
Amen.
Yes. We are your flock.
Amen.
You are our shepherd.
Amen.
Amen.
The flock of my pasture.
Amen.
The flock of your
pasture.
Amen. The flock of my pasture.
Amen. You are men and I am your God.
Amen. You are men and I am your God.
Amen.
You are men and I am your God.
Amen.
We are men and you are our God.
Amen. You are our God.
Amen. You are our God.
Amen. Thank you for being our God.
Amen.
Amen. Jehovah is our God.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Declares the Lord Jehovah.
Amen.
Right. Declares the Lord Jehovah.
Amen. Declares the Lord Jehovah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We are your flock.
Amen.
We are men.
So now we come to the outline. Roman number 1 says, to shepherd is to take all-inclusive, tender care of the flock.
Yes.
So this means that all the sheep need to be well-provided and tended to. So, you know, as the saints have, you know, said, right, we are the flock and he is our shepherd.
Yes.
Amen. And then Roman number 2 says, in Ezekiel 34, the Lord himself comes as the shepherd to search for his sheep and seek them out. Amen. So how does the Lord come as the shepherd? Well, actually, we can get into the points underneath. So why don't we read letters A through L, and then we can alternate between brothers and sisters. So brothers can go on A.
The Lord brings us out from among the unbelievers to himself.
He brings us to our own land, signifying Christ as the good land of Canaan.
He brings us back to the high mountains, signifying the resurrected and ascended Christ.
He brings us back to the streams, signifying the living water of the life-giving Spirit.
He feeds his flock by the streams, signifying his feeding us with his riches.
He brings us back to the land and rich pastures, signifying Christ as our life supply.
He causes us to lie down, giving us inward rest.
He binds up the broken one and strengthens the sick one, signifying his binding up and healing the brokenhearted and sick ones.
Amen.
The Lord exercises righteous judgments among us, clearing away all the unjust things.
Christ is the real David, the real shepherd, set up as a one shepherd to feed us and cause us to be filled and satisfied.
He causes us to become a source of blessing to others, so that they may be supplied with him as the showers of blessings, and as the planting place of renown.
Through the experience of his shepherding, we have God's presence. We are his, and he is ours, in our fellowship with him, oneness for the healing of God and man.
Amen.
Right, so not only does the Lord bring us, we were all once believers, right? Not only does the Lord bring us to him, to his riches, signified by the rich pasture and the streams of living water, but also he causes us to become a source of blessings to others, so that others may experience the blessings and riches through us,
Amen. Our enjoyment.
Amen. And now we come to Roman numeral 3. So Roman numeral 3 says, Christ is the good shepherd, the great shepherd, the chief shepherd, and the shepherd of our souls. Right, so there are four aspects to him being our shepherd. And then A says, as the good shepherd, the Lord Jesus came that we might have life and have it abundantly.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, actually, our Lord Jesus Christ is the good shepherd because he laid down his soul life, his human life, on our behalf.
Right.
So that we may have his divine life within us.
Amen.
And then, just to reiterate that, one says, he laid down his soul life, his human life, to accomplish redemption for his sheep, so that they may share his Zoe life, his divine life.
Amen.
Amen. And then B says, God raised up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, in the blood of an eternal covenant.
Amen.
Amen. So why is the Lord the great shepherd? Because he has made an eternal covenant, an agreement and promise to gain a flock. That is, the church as the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, consummating the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Of course, also the means by which how he will accomplish this is also through shepherding. And then we move on to C, and then C says, as the chief shepherd, Christ shepherds his flock through the elders of the churches. And then I really enjoy one, because one says, without the elders shepherding, the church cannot be built up. So there's a need for the elders shepherding. Finally, D says, as the shepherd of our souls, the pneumatic Christ oversees our inward condition, caring for the situation of our inner being. So the Lord, as our shepherd, not only cares for our spirit, our spiritual growth, for the welfare of our spirit, but also he cares for our souls. So maybe we can read 1, 2, and 3, and then we can alternate between brothers and sisters. So brothers on 1.
He shepherds us by caring for the welfare of our soul, by exercising his oversight over the condition of our inner being.
Because our soul is very complicated, we need Christ, who is the life-giving Spirit in our spirit, to shepherd us in our soul in order to take care of our mind, emotion, and will, and our problems, needs, and wounds.
As the shepherd of our souls, the Lord restores our souls and gives the rest of our souls.
And then let's read Roman 4 together.
John 21, chapter on shepherding, is the completion and consummation of the gospel of John,
Shepherding is the key to the Gospel of John.
Alright, so why don't we turn to John 21, and then let's read through verses 15 through 17.
John 21?
21, yeah.
Verse
1 to 15.
15,
yeah.
15 to 17.
15 through 17.
Then when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Feed my lambs. Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He says to him, Shepherd my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved that he said to him the third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep.
Amen. Alright, so after the Lord's resurrection, he shepherded Peter, and he also commissioned him to feed his lambs and shepherd his sheep. And by shepherding one another, this is how we love the Lord. Amen. And then, amen. So it says, the Gospel of John is a book on Christ coming to be our life by cherishing and nourishing us. To cherish people is to make them happy, pleasant, and comfortable. And to nourish people is to feed them with the all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So I guess because of time, I won't keep going. But I think the points under Roman numeral 5 is really good. And then I guess we'll now open up the time for the saints to share.
Amen.
Amen.
So this week I was very much touched with, especially in the re-listening of the speaking of how the shepherding is done. And Brother Ron, in his message, he mentioned about the intelligence of a sheep. Sheep's not that intelligent, but he says he has a pretty good idea that the sheep do have their realization when the shepherd is actually shepherding them. And I think that's very much a lot of our experience, especially when we're young in the Lord. We can tell the saints who are truly shepherding us, or the saints who are just, they're doing their duty, you know, and we're all there. You know, I'm guilty of it, right? You see that person, you're like, oh, I should take care of them, so I'm gonna do it, but I don't really want to do it, right? We're guilty of that. But we should, you know, before the Lord, before we go and approach somebody, be like, Lord, be the shepherd within me to be the shepherding one. And this also, when we have such a prayer, this also will deal with our disposition of how we shepherd. Just from personal experience, my wife will say she's heard this story many, many times. She hates my repeated stories. But when I was in college, I was very, very much shepherded by a few brothers, or two brothers in particular, and they just shepherded my soul. They didn't really shepherd my, quote, my spirit too much, because I wasn't at that point in my life to be able to take too much spiritual speakings. But these brothers, as a dumb little lamb, I just could sense that these brothers were truly shepherding me. Mm-hmm. They were shepherding my soul so that eventually they could really shepherd my, or really be able to dispense Christ into my spirit. So I was just very much reminded, you know, this week that, you know, when we shepherd, we may think we have a particular way to shepherd, but really we should allow the Lord to shepherd us first, and allow the Lord to be the shepherd within us to shepherd others. Amen. So may we just be ones that have very honest conversations with the Lord to allow Him to be the shepherding one within us when we touch the other saints.
Amen.
So I like the verse The verses on day five. The first one says is Matthew 11, 28 and 29. And then the second one is 1 Peter 2, 5. So I like the phrase in Matthew, rest or your souls. And then in 1 Peter, according to God. So there's shepherding. We need to be shepherded. And then we need to shepherd others. Amen. So the Lord, this is how the Lord recovers us in life. But we have, so the first phrase is, rest for our souls. And all the, I was touched this, when we were reading all the points in Roman numeral 1, all the ways he shepherds us. So he, but mainly in my experience, this just, I need to be brought back to my spirit.
Amen.
So I have lots of, so I like the phrase, I'm a dumb sheep. That's a good phrase because this week I was appreciating very much, I'm very limited. I'm limited in my capabilities, in my emotion, in my mind, in my will. I'm a limited sheep. I'm a sheep. I'm very limited. So almost every situation overcomes me. This gives me lots of trouble. So the Lord said in Matthew 11, I'm meek and lowly. But as a dumb sheep, I'm not meek and I'm not lowly. So I strive to be, to overcome. Overcome this trouble, these situations. But that's not what I need. I need to be meek and lowly, brought back to my spirit. So the Lord shepherds me, in my experience, brings me back. He doesn't necessarily change my outward situation, but brings me back to my spirit.
Amen.
And then the second phrase, according to God. So how can we, as the dumb sheep, in the trouble and in the overwhelming situations, shepherd others? Well, we need to become according to God. So by being brought back to our spirit, we get our spirit can even become the spirit of our mind. Our spirit can saturate our soul. So we get brought back to the rivers of water. We get back to the pastures on the high mountains, the resurrected and ascended Christ. So we become God in life, nature, expression, and function. And so I like that those two go together. We're one state naturally, but the Lord is shepherding us in our soul, bringing us to a state of life, a state of resurrection, a state of according to God.
Amen.
This way, He's recovering us in life by shepherding.
Amen.
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 not too long ago, at MIT, there were a number of suicides that actually transpired, and there were around that time period. There was a number of lead intellectuals that were gathered together at a conference, and they were discussing among themselves whether they want to make it known to the public what they thought of humans, what they viewed humans as. Namely, that everything was explainable by biology and chemistry. And around this time, while there were these number of suicides at MIT, there was, it was a very difficult time. And there was a student that actually approached one of the serving ones on that campus. And this student who imbibed or really took in the world view that MIT and Harvard has, says, I'm just a bag of waters with a brain full of neurons. And when I die, it's all gone. And then around that time, there was a wall that they put up. The administrators put up a wall, and you could post anything on the wall. And then there was a note from one of the students that just said, no one cares about me. No one cares. This message is God's recovery by life.
Amen.
Through His shepherding.
Excuse me.
This is His direct shepherding of us. There are a number of there are a number of problems and a number of things we go through that we can only receive care from His direct shepherding.
Amen.
And the focus of this message is actually that we would be under His shepherding.
Amen.
And we would be recovered by His life.
Amen.
You know, even though we were made simply to contain Him, we were made simply to be saturated with Him, to be permeated with Him, so that we can express Him, we're really complicated. Our soul is very complicated. We know this. Our composition of our soul, our heart, we go this way and that way. We're not merely molecules or atoms that are easily explainable by biology and chemistry. This is why we have our shepherd. This is why we need a shepherd. And we have a shepherd. We have the good shepherd. We have the great shepherd. We have our chief shepherd, who is the overseer of our soul, our complicated soul. So I can testify through a few short years that He has really, I just opened to Him about anything, and He shepherds. And we have this, all of us, we all have the same shepherd, the same overseer of our souls.
Amen.
So that when He shepherds us, not only do we get to know Him, we know Him as a shepherd, but then we actually even become Him as a shepherd. So that He can reproduce Himself as the great shepherd in many of us,
Amen.
As the many shepherds, so that we can shepherd His flock.
Amen.
We can recover those. We can mend. We can heal the brokenhearted.
Amen.
We can minister life to those who are in death situations. We can really patch up these ones and shepherd them in a way of life. This is how He is able to usher in the new age. You know, Psalms 23
Amen.
Is in the crux. It's in between Psalms 22 and 24. 22 is on His death and His resurrection. But there's something He does between His death and His resurrection and the release of His life and the ushering in the kingdom in Psalms 24. That's Psalms 23.
Yeah.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
I will lack nothing.
Amen.
From here on out, even beyond today's meeting, He shepherds. He shepherds each and every one of us.
Amen.
He shepherds the flock of God so that we would be fully recovered and that He can usher in His kingdom of life.
Amen.
I really enjoyed this week's shepherding topic because we're still here. Why? Because Lord's shepherding.
Amen.
If without the Lord's shepherding and the same shepherding, I don't think I still can be here.
Right.
Because during my more than 20 years of church life, I have to admit there are sometimes I really kind of weak. I feel, okay, Lord, I think it's too hard. I can't live this kind of life. I want to quit. I want to live an easier life. But for some reason, at that point, the Lord always will assign some saints to care for me and keep me, remain in the church life. Because Lord knows if you leave the church, you won't have an easier life. Actually, it's a miserable life waiting for you. So I'm really appreciated during my church life. There are always saints care for me, pray for me. Sometimes I don't know who is praying for me, but I can sense there must be somebody praying for me. And also there are sometimes when we have financial trouble, and always some saints, very sweet, will give us some help. Yeah. Although maybe not like a huge amount of money,
mm-hmm.
but you can sense the shepherding from the saints.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the Lord's shepherding is so important to our Christian life.
Mm-hmm.
The first step is individually. He saved us from the death, from the shadow of death. He granted us the eternal life. And the second part, He will, put us in the church life, which is very important for our Christian life. Yeah, church life is very, very a blessing. So I really appreciate it.
Amen.
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 I share
the verse and message.
Praise the Lord.
I can read to everyone the verses. And I will make them and the place and around my hill a blessing. And I will cause a shower to come down in their season. There will be showers of blessing. The Lord. I was so encouraged by this verse.
Yeah.
It indicates that the Lord promised us not only that His people would receive His blessing, but also that He would make them a blessing to other people.
Yeah.
And sometimes we wonder, if I don't receive the blessing from you, how can I give other people blessing? If I don't enjoy you, how can I flow out the river of water to nourish other people? So, but it's through these verses, I just feel, Lord, bring us always come to you to receive your blessing. This is blessing. It's not just physical blessing. It's really in the message to say, whatever needs we may have and whatever difficulties we may face, he will give us the rich supply.
Amen.
Even in a difficult situation, he will give us supplies. This is his promise. As long as our heart turns to him, he is the source of blessing. He will go through many situations. In the message also say that our Christ is the high priest. He's not just our shepherd, he's our priest too. And he's cherishing us in his humanity. So we may, meanwhile, he is nourishing us in his divinity so that we may grow and mature in the divine life to be his overcomer, to accomplish his eternal economy. And here is a mission about the cherishing and nourishing. When he cherishes us, he makes us happy, pleasant, and comfortable.
Amen.
When he is nourishing us, it causes us to grow in this divine life.
Amen.
We just have to believe God's promise.
Amen.
Whenever, any situation we face, we just come to him and receive his grace and supply.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yesterday, I was in New York, and I walked out this client, asked me a question. I realized his brother was a Christian. And I asked him, you're a Christian, right? He said, yeah, I'm a Christian. Who will you meet? He said to me, I'm not meeting anywhere right now because I'm disappointed, he said. Because I went to one locality, and the pastor did something wrong, and that. Because, you know, they call it pastors.
Yes.
And then he said, but then I went to another one over here around, and the pastor, they had no pastor. And I asked why they don't have a pastor. He said because he was cheating with somebody. Well, anyway, he gave me the test. I said to him, why are you looking for somebody? And I left because there was nobody. He said, why are you looking for somebody then to shepherd you or to fellowship? So he said, yes. And we fellowship a little bit, you know. And he understood things, and this is the problem with Christianity or Christendom. We're looking for somebody to tell us what the Lord says, or to shepherd us with somebody we know as a Mormon church. I don't want to judge and criticize anybody, because he's my brother, he's a believer. All of them are believers. But in order to be, when we receive the divine life, we have the Lord's life. Now we have the great shepherd inside of us. This is the shepherd. But in order for us to be shepherded by this life, because the Lord wants to shepherd our soul, our mind, emotion, and will. But why we can't be shepherds sometimes? Because our conscience is not clean. See, in order for the Lord to function properly in our soul, we have to clean our conscience. And our conscience clean out of all this dust that we have. Then we'll be able to be shepherded in our soul. Of course, many times, like he said, I was saying that many brothers want to shepherd, right? So our soul and body, and we just don't want to accept it because there's something in our conscience that don't want to allow us to be shepherd. And this is that we have to ask the Lord to clean our conscience. We have a divine life. And from there, we will go to our mind, emotion, and will. This is the only way he will shepherd us. We first have to get straight with him. We get straight with him and say, sorry, I know I have a lot of things in my conscience. I had it. My wife reminded me all the time. We have things in our conscience that is not letting us grow because we hate somebody, we don't forgive anybody, we do this, we do that. But once our conscience is clean, trust me, he will shepherd our soul. Renew our mind, control and regulate our emotions, and empower our will. We pray every morning and we do.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise Lord. So yeah, today I was well received some brother sharing. So the Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
Yeah. So in our Christian life, we all need to have this personal say, the Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
And also in the John 21, the Lord wants us to shepherd his sheep.
Yes.
Amen. So we also need to shepherd each other. This morning when I read a writing by Peter, which the Lord charges, right? And in the Peter, the people, the Peter wrote to the elders, to Lord's suffering, right? To be take care of the sheep. And the key thing is to be a model, not try to order them doing something, right? Yeah, to be a boss, but try to do a model. Yeah, I think this is a very very critical. We pray to the Lord, personal relationship, and we first have personal relationship with the Lord, and also then we try to do a model, so the sheep can follow the model, and we need to be honest. Let's say if I'm not that strong, we don't be pretend I'm strong so I can be. No, it's okay. If I'm not strong, the Lord, I commit it. But still, we are in the honest. But the Lord will do His part, so the sheep will follow the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoyed the brothers sharing. That the Lord is our shepherd. We all need to have the personal shepherding by the Lord.
Amen.
And this message talks about direct shepherding.
Amen.
From the Lord.
Amen.
So we all need to come to the Lord. And I was really touched by this principle of the shepherding.
Mm-hmm.
Is that only those who were lost and found can seek the art, can seek the lost. And only those who are broken and were mended can mend others. So if we really want to shepherd others, we need to come to the Lord and shepherd by the Lord.
Amen.
Because we all know that in a certain part in our inward past, only the Lord can touch us.
Right.
Only the Lord knows where we are.
Right.
And I was really touched by that the Lord's shepherd is all-inclusive.
Amen.
And He's very tender.
Amen.
I was really touched by the word all-inclusive and tender.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So last year, I spent some 6 days in my father-in-law's house. Physically, he's a shepherd because he shepherded more than 100 sheep. So, and I got a chance to know the characteristics of the sheep. So, one thing impressed me is that the sheep, they are very weak and they are very nervous and they are easily to get frightened. Even if you open the door, the sheep, they will wander away around and they are directionless. But my father-in-law, he knows exactly which sheep, the condition of each sheep.
Wow.
This is marvelous. And he knows exactly which lamb needs special care.
Wow.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Actually, we are the Lord's sheep. So we don't need to hide from the Lord. Just open to the Lord. So in this message, when Brother Ron was giving the message, I can feel, our brother is shepherded by the Lord. So he can give, when he gives this message, it's so subjective.
Amen.
And we are all shepherded by this message.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. So we need to come to the Lord. Open to the Lord, allow them to shepherd us, to touch us, to hear us,
right,
to mend us.
Amen.
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 Amen. I was touched in Ezekiel 34 by the words, I will. And again and again the Lord says, I will search for my sheep.
Mm-hmm.
I will seek out my sheep.
Yeah.
I will deliver them. I will bring them and I will gather them. And I will feed them. And I really appreciate it. In 15, it says, I will cause them to lie down. And I just felt like our Lord is so faithful. This is His promise. He's like, I will shepherd you. Even if you don't want my shepherding, I will. And it says, I will cause them to lie down. And I just appreciate in the day it said, to lie down means to rest. It's no more struggling, no more striving. It's just to... just to be at rest and at peace. And I just felt like this whole week I was just struggling and striving,
And it's just like, the Lord's just like, just stop, you know? And I just appreciate, I think my concept of the Lord shepherding is changing because, you know, the Lord knows us the best. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows our inward condition, and He knows what we need, right? So He renders us all-inclusive, tender care. But sometimes in His caring for us, maybe we don't think that's what's best for us, but He knows, right? Because He knows His sheep. And so I'm learning, we need to let Him. Right. We need to allow Him to shepherd
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
And as He's caring for us, He's shepherding and taking care of our soul. He's making us happy and restful and at peace. And He's shepherding us back to our spirit. Because, you know, in our spirit, you know, I was just reminded of the hymn. It's like, in the flow, I am perfectly blessed, right?
Yes.
In our spirit, you know, then in our spirit, it's like, there are no problems, right? There is nothing wrong when I am in my spirit. But I need the Lord's shepherding to bring me back to my spirit. And that's what the Lord is doing. He's caring for us, you know, in such a fine and detailed way. And I'm learning, and I think a lot of times I'm running away, but the shepherd always comes back to seek us, right? He leaves the 99 behind to find the one lost sheep, right? So He's always seeking us to bring us back
Amen.
To the flock, you know, back into the pasture,
Amen.
To lie down, right?
Amen.
To feed on Him,
Amen.
To enjoy Him. And that's all we need, right? So
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your shepherding.
Amen.
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 You know, actually, since I'm really touched by the book, by John 21 and Ezekiel 34. I mean, the Lord said three times to Peter, you know, do you love me? And finally Peter just gave up and said, Lord, you know all things. You know I love you. And the Lord again said, feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Shepherd my sheep. So actually, you know, I just touched that this is the Lord's instructing to all the saints, all the believers. We need to feed His lambs and we need to shepherd His sheep. But I was very touched by day six where it's not according. It says here to shepherd according to God is to shepherd according to God's nature, desire, way, and glory.
Amen.
It's not according to our preference, our interest, not manipulating sins, you know, not manipulating new ones. But according to His purpose, His disposition. So therefore, we need to be shepherded by Him. Last week, the message was we need to eat daily.
Amen.
And the reason why is because, or not only for ourselves, but also to be able to feed His lambs.
Amen.
If we don't eat, we have nothing for the Lord's lambs. And this is His instruction directly to, you know, there are not many passages in the Gospel where the Lord specifically says, do this, like keep the Lord's table to remember me. That's a direct instruction. Here is another direct instruction. Feed my lambs, shepherd my sheep. And the other thing that really touched me, saints, is the Lord says, my sheep, my lambs. Meaning that when you touch the saints, you are touching His lambs, His sheep. He's not, you're the deputy shepherd on the earth for all of us. But the Lord did not give up His ownership. It's still my lambs, my sheep. So when we touch the saints, we need to be a little bit careful. We're touching His lambs. We're touching His sheep. So we have to have this kind of a fear within. You know, when we touch one another, we feed one another, we shepherd one another, we're doing this not only on behalf of Him, but we're taking care of something of His.
Amen.
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 Amen. This morning, Carol and I, we were talking about this message, how to share. Again, I think that it's very practical. So I always tell my students, learning by doing. If you don't do it, even if you know, what's the point? So I think that, you know, in the beginning I was thinking that, oh, you know, the Lord is the great shepherd, so we just receive. But then I found that, you know, on day five and day six, actually the Lord actually commanded, just like Sister Irene said, the Lord commands us to go out, to reach out, to reach out, to reach out, to contact people. So, you know, sometimes we don't know, you know, how to shepherd, but, you know, just like a mother, you know, when you see Esther, you know what a mom is, right? So it is actually out of love. We don't need to teach Esther, give her a lesson how to, you know, how to be a mom. You know, actually she loves her children, right? So I think the same, we really need to, this week I was very touched by one word. I think it's on day five, it says willingly. So are we willingly to go out to shepherd God's sheep? And then here it says that, you know, the Lord searches for his sheep, seeks them out, and brings them to good land, to high mountains, to streams, and to pasture. I think the same, you know, when we contact brothers and sisters, we want to let the Lord to cherish them and to nourish them. I think David shared about, you know, the suicide case. I still remember, you know, when Eric was in high school, he shared with me one story. Well, keep it short. Basically, you know, we are all lonely. So, you know, I think in the modern days, once we have the phone, everything is, you know, kind of like, oh, we don't need to talk to anybody. But then actually, I think, you know, sometimes if we are not careful, I think we are tricked by Satan. Because then, you know, you just contact with your phone, but you don't contact people. So, you know, sometimes I tell young people, just pick up the phone, talk to someone. You know, sometimes we sit next to each other, but we don't talk, we just text. Actually, we can really care people, you know, by talking to them, by sharing with them God's word day by day.
Amen. I want to share a little bit of Ezekiel 34 that refers to about the shepherding. And so what happened in this chapter is that there were the shepherds of Israel, right? And the Lord God said that the shepherds of Israel who have been feeding yourselves, and he says should not shepherds feed the sheep? Right, and so what happens is that the shepherds of Israel weren't helping the sheep, they weren't strengthening the weak,
right.
they're leaving the sick unhealed, and the injured were not bound up, and the strayed were not brought back. So this upset God because the sheep were scattered all over the face of the earth with
right.
none to search or to seek for them.
Amen.
So God said, then, therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, declares the Lord God, surely because my sheep have become prey, and my sheep have become food for all the wild beasts, since there are no shepherds, and because my shepherds have not searched for my sheep, but the shepherds have fed themselves, and have not fed my sheep. Therefore, God said, behold, I am against the shepherds. So you can't just feed yourselves, because the Lord God also says he'll be against you if you don't take care of the people you need to shepherd. And then he says, I will require my sheep at their hand and put a stop to the feeding of the sheep. No longer shall the shepherds feed themselves. And he says, I will rescue my sheep from their mouths and that they may not be food for them. So he wants to bring back the flock to make sure that they're taken care of and that the shepherds take care of the flock they need to tend to. Amen.
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 So, brothers and sisters, do you love the Lord?
Amen. Amen.
If we love the Lord say, feed my lamb, right? Shepherd my sheep, and feed my sheep. You know, this picture always touched me a lot. And actually, Brother Kuma sharing is actually what I like to share. You know, we are all shepherds. But we may, you know, abandon our you know, responsibility. And even we take up our responsibility, I feel, you know, I don't know how to shepherd sense. I feel, you know, many occasions, I feel after I feel I want to shepherd the sense, and after my shepherding, they die. They are in a even worse situation. So how can we shepherd the sheep? Really, we need to shepherd according to the Lord.
Amen.
And one thing really touched me is actually really John chapter 21.
Yes.
Before the Lord, you know, fellowship with Peter, actually, he prepared breakfast. How we shepherd the sheep, actually, we need to eat breakfast prepared by the Lord. You know, today, the Lord we won't be able to prepare physical breakfast, fish, you know, fish barbecue for us every morning. But every morning, he will prepare spiritual food for us.
Amen.
So we are able to shepherd others.
Amen.
Amen. I started work this week, and I work 4 days a week, and it goes for 5 hours a day, and I spend almost that entire time alone. So my natural man is just like, wow, this is really boring. But then, like, thinking about it over 2 days and just, like, what I realized in myself is that I spent that entire time what I've dubbed praise singing, which is just, I have these two lines in my head, and it's, I probably made the words up, and then it's like, well, we know the song. It's like, it's not, you need Jesus, but I was singing instead, come Lord Jesus, and then it's that verse that comes after, men and women, I'll need him. And then I just say that to myself almost 4 hours, 5 hours a day, four times a week, because I'm standing there and I'm, you know, like to keep myself afloat pretty much. It's like all I'm really there is alone with my thoughts. But if I have the mind to say that, like, you know, it involves a labor, we have the face of an ass, as we know from earlier in Ezekiel, and that in Revelation, or no, somewhere else, when the Lord came back, the men were in the field, and then there was one woman who was grinding, and two women who were grinding, one was taking, one was not. So work is a very practical part of our lives. And despite the fact that we have to work, and, you know, it's a very secular job, there's no mention of the Lord at all, but, you know, I'm still there, and despite the fact that nothing about my situation may seem holy or godly or spiritual, I'm still in the presence of the Lord. And I was touched on Ezekiel 34:14 when he says, I reside in good pasture and my sheep are fed for. You know, as we know, Israel, it's dry, arid, humid, it's the desert, it's terrible. There's nothing green about it. And God knew that and David knew that. But in like manner, and relating this back to my job, you know, I can pretty much consider it the desert. You know, I reside in green pasture while I'm at my job, even though I'm alone, because I have the Lord shepherding me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I also enjoy the Lord shepherding. And then this week, I was touched by day five as well. Christ shepherding, we know, you know, takes care of not just our body, you know, spirit, but particularly takes care of our soul. However, I'm just reading day five here. However, as the shepherd and overseer, Christ takes care of us from within our spirit. He does not shepherd us or oversee us from the heavens. Today, our shepherd and overseer is in our spirit,
Amen.
Indwelling us as the life-giving spirit.
Amen.
In fact, his shepherding and overseering begin from our spirit and then spread to every part of our soul. This means that from our spirit, Christ reaches the parts of our soul, my emotional world. And that takes care of all our problems, needs, wounds, and how wonderful this is. I know just from experience, sometimes, you know, when we're in certain situations, you know, saints, we need to learn, not look for something in the outward. You know, Lord, come in and shepherd me and make me comfortable. That's a byproduct, but really, the goal is that we will learn to touch the shepherd in our spirit.
Yeah.
The shepherd is in our spirit. We must be faithful to contact the shepherd in our spirit. The ones that has, you know, the one that we see in Hebrews, he understands our weaknesses. This one who has gone through everything.
Amen.
Our personal shepherd, right? I already touched what Dave shared. This shepherd is in our spirit.
Amen.
May we never neglect our spirit.
Amen.
Every situation that we're going through should bring us back, should bring us back to touch the shepherd in our spirit. And from our spirit, he shepherds us and spreads into our soul. Isn't that your experience that whenever you touch the Lord in a situation, you know, he first, you know, at first, you don't want to touch him, right? You want to just to be in yourself. You may be in a bitter situation. You want to stay there. That's actually your soul. But if you turn to the Spirit,
Amen.
Just touch a little bit, Lord.
Amen.
Then there's an opening
Amen.
From your spirit for the Lord to enter into that part of the soul that he's trying to shepherd.
Amen.
Then that bitterness, that part of your being, can't the Lord will have a way to touch
Amen.
It.
Amen.
And that his touching, his visit from your spirit is the care that he will render to you in that situation.
Amen.
And gradually he's spreading to every part of our soul. And this is his salvation. His shepherding issues in saving us through the uttermost.
Amen.
This is for his purpose.
Amen.
Anyways, I was just really touched by, you know, we need to learn what it means to shepherd and to shepherd according to God.
Amen.
By experiencing this one who's the shepherd in our spirit.
Amen.
Actually, I enjoyed the continuation of that point. So not only do we get shepherded in day five, we see that we need the proper shepherding ourselves in order to touch the Lord, in order to have ourselves properly shepherded. But actually, in day six, it goes on to say, we need to be the reproduction of Christ, the expression of God, so that in our shepherding, we express God, not with the self and its disposition and peculiarities. We need to become God in his function of shepherding the flock, according to what he is, and according to his goal in his economy.
Amen.
I just enjoy that in day six, we're reminded that not only after we receive the shepherding, we need to be channels to flow Christ into the other saints so
Amen.
We can shepherd others. And that our shepherding is not only for ourselves, but actually it's so that we can dispense more Christ to others. So our shepherding is a receiving, but it's also a dispensing. It's not meant for just us to hold on to and to enjoy only for ourselves. But actually we need to contact others. We need to be those that reach out and those that shepherd others. Because we need to be that channel in order to properly dispense Christ to others so that they can shepherd others also.
Amen.
So I just enjoyed in day six, you know, the shepherding is such a flowing shepherding. It's not you receive it and it stays in you and that's it. But actually, it's just so full of enjoyment and because of a gushing stream in order to flow Christ and water Christ into others.
Amen.
Amen.
You know that shepherd has four attributes that he had given us. Those four attributes in day five, love, light, holiness, and righteousness. And that, those four attributes we have in them to shepherd others.
Amen.
Does anybody else want to share?
I just want to have a little portion here. I just thank the Lord for his word today. And I have to practice to be able to shepherd others. But the thing is, it can't be in myself, it has to be of the Lord.
Yes.
And a portion here says, in eternity, Christ will not only be the Lamb, the husband, the temple, the Lamb, the spring of water of life, the tree of life, and the Son of Man. He will also be the shepherd. In eternity, he shall have no problem. But we shall still need Christ shepherding.
Yes.
As our shepherd, Christ will lead us to springs of waters of life. And under the shepherding of Christ, we will lack nothing. In eternity, we shall drink of many springs and enjoy many different waters. How good is this?
Amen.
So we just have to focus on in shepherding, we need to trust in the Lord, turn to him, give him more time so he could encourage us in our hearts to be able to shepherd others, not in ourselves, but through him.
Amen.
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 Do you want to share?
Amen.
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 appreciate this week that the Lord is leading us to experience that ascended and resurrected Christ, and to bring us in resurrection. And this is we need to experience Christ as life.
Amen.
And this is to enjoy Christ and to live Christ, and that Christ will become our person.
Amen.
In Ezekiel 34:13, it says that the Lord will feed his sheep by the flock by the rivers. The Lord is feeding us day by day. And so we see that the Lord comes to us as a shepherd to care for us, and he also as a king to govern us. And the issue of the Lord's caring for us as a shepherd is that we would obey him as our king, and be under his kingship and within and his throne within us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So I'd like to start off with this portion of the word. It wasn't covered, but it was very relevant. And this is in Luke chapter 22, verse 31 to 34. And this is the Lord's conversation with Simon Peter. He says, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has asked to have all of you sift." Sorry. "Satan has asked to have you all to sift you as wheat. But I have made petition concerning you that your faith would not fail. And you, once you have turned again, establish your brothers."
Amen.
And then Simon replied, and he said to him, "Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death." And then the last verse, "But he said, I tell you, Peter, a rooster will not crow today until you deny three times that you know me." I came across this portion of the word recently, and it just really, after going through the material this week, reminded me of this word. The Christian life is like a sifting process. It's not smooth. Actually, not just Christians, everybody. As long as you're a human being living on this earth, it's not smooth sailing. Right? We go through different situations. We're placed in different environments. And you just feel you're being tossed about. Outwardly, inwardly, there might be turmoil. You might be going through tribulation. It's not easy, right? And it's very interesting. The Lord said that he's not going to take you out of these things, but he's praying for us. As we go through the different hardships in life, the Lord is petitioning on us, on our behalf. This is what a shepherd does. And I appreciate, actually, at the end, he says, "Once you have turned again, go and establish your brothers." And I think this is brought out this week. The Lord takes us through different situations, and we need to grow through these things. Because through these things, the Lord is depositing something into us.
Amen.
We're being transformed.
Amen.
We're being purified.
Amen.
The Lord is gaining us.
Amen.
He's actually duplicating himself in us. So that in return, we can go and establish our brothers. And you see these. You see this through the verses that we covered. And I was just so touched. Again, going through John chapter 21. As I was reading that portion of the word, I was just considering, this is Psalm 23 being applied.
Yep.
Psalm 23 says, "Jehovah is my shepherd."
Amen.
My shepherd. Not the shepherd. My shepherd. What does that mean? That's personal. He is your shepherd as much as he is my shepherd.
Amen.
In him I will lack nothing. The disciples fished all day. All night, I mean. Caught nothing. And then when the Lord told them, "Oh, cast your net on the other side. Oh, an abundance of fish." And then when they brought the fish to land, there was fish already prepared. What was the Lord trying to demonstrate? You could do so much. You could strive. You could strain. But it amounts to very little.
Amen.
"Actually, I have provided everything for you."
Amen.
And he asked them, right? "Little children, you don't have anything to eat, do you? What is that?" that's causing us to lie down, right? Sometimes, you know, the Lord will speak to us, right? In a way, actually, He knows the answer. You don't have any. Of course, He knows that you don't have anything to eat. But in His shepherding of us, He calms us down, right? He causes us to lie down, right? To feed upon Him, and then He restores our soul. You know, in that portion in Luke 22, you read a little further. This is the only instance in the gospel where you have that interaction, a very special and particular interaction. After the Lord was denied by Peter three times, it says He looked at Peter.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Peter was inside. He was being attacked. He was being judged. He was being criticized, examined.
Right.
Peter was outside.
Yeah.
So you just imagine, picture, he was looking through the window and their eyes connected.
Wow. Yeah.
Consider, you're Peter. You just denied the Lord.
Right.
Actually, I'm Peter. How many times have we told the Lord, Lord, I love you, I give my... And then a few hours later, we deny Him.
Yeah.
But the Lord, His gaze, He looked at Peter.
Amen.
What was that like inside of Peter's soul?
Yeah.
Because He said, I won't deny you.
Right.
And so He went back and he just wept bitterly. This is Peter's real condition. His soul was full of turmoil. And even in John 21, when the Lord told him, you need to stay, but he took the lead, took everybody, go back to their old occupation. He failed the Lord again. But the Lord was the shepherd.
Yeah.
Actually, the saints brought it out. It's so wonderful. Brought them to land. Peter was naked, first of all. And then he swam to land. And there was a bed of coals. Fire. Fire for what? For warmth. This is what shepherding is. It's all-inclusive, tender care.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we are composed of body, soul, and spirit.
Amen.
And so when Peter writes in 1 Peter 2, return to the shepherd, the overseer of your soul.
Amen.
He was writing that based on his experience of being shepherded by the Lord Himself, who took care of him, his entire being.
Amen.
Surely he was cold. He was out all night, naked. He just swam into land, and there was a bed of coals. And then there was food. There was breakfast prepared. And then the Lord proceeded, right? And we all know the story, asking him three times. And I was really touched in a fresh way that the last time the Lord, Peter responded, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Actually, he doesn't say, Lord, you know that I love you. Or no, he doesn't say, Lord, I love you. He wasn't so confident at that point, right?
Yeah.
And so that's why in 1 Peter chapter 5, it says, shepherd according to God.
Amen.
Not according to our preference,
yeah,
our own natural abilities.
Amen.
You have to realize, the Lord brought Peter through all these steps to bring him to such a point to realize, I am full of natural zeal, but I can't do it. Lord, you know all things.
That's right.
What does that encompass? Lord, you know my past. You know how I denied you. You know who I am. You know I'm so natural. I'm so quick. You know my future. You know that I probably will fail again. But Lord, you know that I love you.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, this is so sweet.
Yeah.
This is the Lord's shepherding of us.
Amen.
But like all the saints brought out, we are being shepherded so that we can go and feed and shepherd the flock of God.
Amen.
And this is encompassed in John 21 as well as the epistle in Peter, right? That we're here under the shepherding of the chief shepherd. And the Lord's desire is that every single saint, every single sheep and lamb would be cared for in the body. And so, May we be those, right, who take Peter's charge. We need to return to the shepherd. I think all of us, I don't know your situation. I know my situation. My wife knows my situation. We need to come to the shepherd, the overseer of our souls, so that he can restore us, right? So that in this process, while he's restoring us, may we be those who will shepherd the flock of God, not under compulsion, but willingly, not by lording over the allotments, but by becoming patterns of the flock. And finally, I'll just leave with this one small point. You know, Esther and I, last night, we were just fellowshipping. And this is our desire, and I hope this is all of our desire, is that may we realize that we are all not just spiritual beings, right? But again, we have a soul, a body, soul, and spirit. And I was just considering, you know, in Philippians 2, right, when Paul was sending Epaphroditus, right, he calls him my brother, and then my fellow worker, right, and then my fellow soldier. I just feel sometimes if we're not careful, we just view one another as just worker, fellow workers, and fellow soldiers, right? That we're here, we need to preach the gospel, we need to do this, we need to serve, we need to take care of a lot of outward things. But we should be reminded, we're first brother. Amen. We should view one another as fellow sheep, amen, fellow lambs, right? And care for one another, right? Care for one another's being, right? So it's so good that next Saturday, and I hope all of us would be there, that we could spend time with one another, right? Amen. This is the glorious church life, is it not? Where we could just be with one another, with the other sheep of the same pasture, and just to shepherd one another, right? Body, soul, and spirit. Because all of us is to consummate in one unique goal, right? And that's the building up of the body, which is the bride, and eventually the new Jerusalem. Amen. And isn't it wonderful that for eternity, amen, right, he is the Lamb, amen, right, and that he will shepherd us, even in eternity, amen, to wipe away every tear in our eyes. Amen. And so the Lord is our shepherd today, and he will be our shepherd forever. And may we be also the fellow co-shepherds, amen, right, to care for one another and to care for the flock of God. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I forgot to mention that the conference, the youth conference in South America, is in August. So you have all this time to, you have the burden to help your people. Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, thank you for your love,
amen,
thank you for your mercy, Lord,
amen.
Oh, thank you because you're the great shepherd,
amen.
You shepherd love and mercy,
amen.
Lord, because you give us your life,
amen.
Lord, you give us a pure heart,
amen.
And praise the others,
amen,
that you are real, Lord,
amen.
Oh Lord, thank you, Lord,
amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Be good shepherds.
Amen.
To shepherd others.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God for your faithful, loving shepherding,
yes,
Lord.
Amen.
Continual and never ceasing.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, we give you this next week.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. You're our shepherd.
Amen.
You're our overseer.
Amen.
We also come to you.
Amen.
To allow you to shepherd us.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, you are our great shepherd.
Amen.
We open to your shepherding.
Amen.
You are also under your leading. We can shepherd each other.
Amen.
Bring all the saints, Lord, the weak one, the wounded one, back to the flock.
Amen.
Amen.
We are your sheep.
Amen.
We are following you.
Amen.
Following your shepherd.
Amen.
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 Lord,
amen.
Pray that we can cease our own efforts.
Amen.
That we can get into the enjoyment. join him.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
We want to love you more.
Amen.
The perfect humanity.
Amen.
Lord, we desire to eat and drink of you in the proper way, Lord.
Amen.
So we can be constituted with you.
Amen.
Shepherd others through this proper humanity, Lord.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, before we go for lunch, see, you want to sign up for these two things, video training and bringing food for next week.
Which one is the food? Food is this one.
Yeah.